Good evening, it's 6 o'clock, and you're listening to WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. Governor Scott Walker inked into law today a school safety bill that will provide money to help districts make building improvements geared toward greater safety for students, teachers, and administrators. The legislation does not place limits on guns. Walker signed the $100 million measure at a Kakana Elementary School this morning. The bill includes the creation of Office of School Safety in the Department of Justice to administer the school safety grants and assist schools with their plans. The legislation comes at a time when young people have stood up, marched, and urged politicians to take action to reduce gun violence following the recent shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. A comment period is open through the end of this week on a proposed special pesticide registration that would allow the use of Stinger to control weeds in cranberry marshes. Ken Kroll reports.
Donna Gilson of the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says Stinger has been used on other commercial crops, but cranberries are a unique request.
Stinger is an herbicide that controls broadleaf weeds, and we have it registered for use on other crops in Wisconsin, but this is a special registration that would allow it to be used on cranberries.
It is one of the few herbicides that can be used to control broadleaf weeds in cranberry production after they have emerged from the soil. Its use on cranberries was previously allowed under a special registration that expired last year, as well as two previous special registrations. The department has not received any reports of adverse effects from the previous special registration. Gilson says the manufacturer does not have cranberries on the label, so a special approval process is needed to allow the herbicide's use in this particular application.
It's difficult for the manufacturers to go back in and change the label. It's quite a process, and so we use a special registration process just for the areas of the country that need this.
Comments received on or before 4:30 p.m. Thursday, March 29th will be part of the preliminary environmental assessment record. More information is at the DATCAP website at datcp.wi.gov or Google DATCAP Stinger. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Organizers of a comprehensive survey of birds that nest in Wisconsin have identified more than 300 locations where volunteers are needed to help gather information for the survey, many of them north of Highway 29. Known as the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas, the goal of the atlas is to help document where and how many breeding birds there are across the state. This information helps scientists, land managers, and birders get a better understanding of the population size, preferred habitat, and range of each species. It also shows changes since the last atlas survey 20 years ago. DNR conservation biologist and science lead for the survey is Ryan Brady. He says the project is a five-year effort.
We have kind of a few distinct areas that we want people to focus on, and these are 3 by 3 mile blocks of land that folks should go into. And during the breeding season, which usually is June and July, and they should attempt to document the birds they see and hear, and then go one step further and try to look for evidence of breeding.
Brady says citizen monitors are key to providing enough data for scientists. He says the comparisons from this survey to one 20 years ago can show if bird populations are shifting. More than 1,300 survey blocks are in need of volunteers.
We've already enlisted over 1,500 volunteers statewide, but frankly, we're going to need some more. We have 2 years left in the project, and we're going to have to fill in probably around 300 more blocks. So we have quite a need for more volunteers, especially across the northern third of the state.
Brady says the best website to visit for more information is at DNR partner, the Wisconsin Society of Ornithology, wsobirds.org/atlas. Only 14 states have a smaller percentage of public employees than Wisconsin. That's according to a recent analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Budget Project. Tim Morrissey reports.
The analysis shows that the number of public employees in Wisconsin has actually gone down in recent years. Current levels are significantly lower than 15 years ago. Tamarine Cornelius is with the Wisconsin Budget Project. She says the state ranks 36th in the number of government workers per capita. For every 100 public employees in other states, Wisconsin has about 97.
So if we had the same ratio of public employees to our population size as the national average, then we'd have about 8,600 more state and local government workers than we actually do.
Cornelius says public employees in Wisconsin are also paid about 4% less than public employees in other states. The analysis is based on state and local government figures from the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Frigid winter temperatures played a role, but disease is a bigger factor in the losses suffered by Wisconsin beekeepers. Some report the loss of 80% of their bees. One expert says mites cause the diseases, which are wiping out some hives. He says scientists are trying to raise queen bees, which are more resistant to mites. The losses have hit hobbyists harder than the professionals, who have developed ways to protect their bees over the years. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Northwoods Cafe with your host, Doug Malinsky.